listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, my brothers and my sisters, it's so good to be with you again here for the Sunday podcast. This week, we're taking a look at the 10th Sunday, heading back in ordinary time. Bordinary time? No, it's ordinary time. Let's get at it. Our first reading from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24, our psalm response from Psalm 30, verse 2, then verse 4 through 6, then verses 11 through 13. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. Our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 19, and our gospel from St. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. At some point in your Christian journey, whether you already have or whether you have yet to, you will probably ask yourself this question: does God really hear me? Or does God really care? That question is natural. And in fact, I would be willing to bet not only have you asked it before in your life, you've probably asked it many times. In fact, if you're anything like me, you might ask it every single week. Does God really hear me? Lord, do you really hear my prayer? We always say, Lord, hear our prayer. Do we really believe that he hears our prayer? And after he hears it, do we really believe that he cares? And after we know that he hears it and know that he cares, are we going to trust that he's actually going to act? And the good news, my family, is that God does act. God does hear us when we cry out to him. He does rescue us when we pray. No matter what we've done in the past, God is still willing to love us, to forgive us, even to use us, as we're reminded in the second reading. And it's through Jesus that we're going to find life. It's through Jesus that we're going to find some resurrection. In this gospel story, we have Jesus traveling through a city called Nain. We don't hear about Nain very often in the gospels. It's sort of an obscure city. And as he and his disciples are there, there's a large crowd that's following Jesus. And he comes near the gate of the city of Nain. And there's a man who has died. He's being carried out. And his mother is there with the funeral procession. They would have a large procession that would move throughout the city on the way to burial. And when he sees this weeping mother, and he's moved, it says, with pity. Now, St. Luke, this is great, because St. Luke, the doctor, is always so amazed when Jesus heals someone. And St. Luke always draws into the compassionate Jesus and often gives us a view of women, of mothers, that we don't get in some of the other gospel stories. And in this one, St. Luke is so taken because of the pity that Jesus shows this poor woman. And he looks at her and he says, "Do not weep." And then Jesus steps forward and touches the coffin. And the young man, he says, "Young man, I tell you, arise." And the dead man actually sits up in the middle of his funeral procession. Now, this is pretty cool. And everyone says, a great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people. My brothers and my sisters, isn't this what we were celebrating just a week ago at Corpus Christi? That God in the Eucharist is visiting his people, that God is coming into our existence, oftentimes to our sadness, and he's breathing hope. He's inviting us to resurrection. He's ushering in life. That's what Jesus does, everybody. He hears our prayers the same way he hears the prayers of a weeping mother. He hears our prayers and he cares. And in this instance, he acts in a way that brings life. And God's always going to act in a way that brings life. Maybe it won't be according to our exact prayers, but he's always going to act. And that action will always bring life. In this circumstance, it was pretty fast. For you and I, it might take some time. It might take some weeks or some months, even some years. But he does hear our prayers. He does care. He will bring life. And that's what we're reminded again in that first reading. We have this miraculous story of Elijah. And what is Elijah going to do through the power of God? He's going to heal. He's going to raise the son. He's going to heal him. And he goes to this poor woman who's crying because her son is dead. And he's going to take that boy. He's going to pray over him. And through the power of God, that son is going to live. And this is what's so amazing. Again, we're reminded that God does hear our prayers, and he hears the prayers of holy and humble hearts. We're reminded in the second reading when St. Paul is talking to the Galatians, he's talking about what a horrible sinner he was. He's reminding them that he was not all he was supposed to be, but God still used him. Through God's grace, that God still uses him. And my brothers and my sisters, you and I are not perfect. But through God's grace, God can use us too. Never underestimate the power of your prayer. Never doubt that God hears your prayer. Don't doubt that he cares about your pain. And trust that in his time, my brothers and my sisters, he will act. He hears you. He cares. He will act. Trust him this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at LifeTeen.com.